Well, I think there, as with many social issues, there's a downside and an upside. And obviously, we've got far too much gun violence in the inner city, as we have far too much gun violence in other segments of society. But it's also important to put on the table and to think about as we analyze how to move forward the fact that in the aggregate, actually, gun violence is going down sharply and has been going down since the early 1990s. Violent crime overall in this country is at about half the rate that it was in 1980. And big cities, though they still do have pockets of terrible violence and social dysfunction, overall are actually safer today than they were 20 years ago.
And is it known why that's happening?
Well, there's a great deal of debate over that. It is almost certainly not any one factor. Determining why crime levels shift is a very, very difficult challenge for social scientists. But the ingredients probably include a higher rate of incarceration, which has been very pronounced over the last couple of decades, shifts in police practices, targeting certain neighborhoods where there's a lot of violence as opposed to just kind of randomly patrolling the streets, and also improvements in certain cities in social programs and in improving public housing. In some cities, there's been very, very concentrated public housing that's been dispersed to some degree. And I'm sure the circumstances vary a great deal from city to city.